Welcome to the Parent Matters Podcast. I'm Susan Stutzman, host of this podcast, a child therapist, and the owner of Kid Matters Counseling. Today, I'm going to offer you my thoughts on what's clearer to me and what's less important to me around a specific parenting topic. That specific topic today is worry. So let's jump in. What's clearer? This world is full of worries. That is clearer to me. They're everywhere and they're not going anywhere. The world has so many to-dos, expectations, so much that clouds a parent's mind. There's always more to worry about. And as parents, we're being watched by our children in ways to interact with those worries. So we talked about last week how I'm changing the way that this podcast is formatted, and I'm going to share a little bit about what's becoming more clear to me as a parent specifically, and what's becoming less important to me as a parent. And what I've found and want to share with you is that it's clearer to me each day that my children often worry more about things that I worry about. Recently, I noticed that because I was overwhelmed as a parent when I would come home. And each time I came home, there was a meeting with my children at the door where they began to, "Hi, Mom, it's great to have you. Let me tell you," and brrr, a download of everything that had gone wrong in the day. Their worries about what they had said, about future interactions, about actual interactions, you name it. And I began to feel exhausted when this happened day after day after day, and having to come home from work and be on to hear all of these hard things. And I reflected on how I do want to hear them, but have I cultivated something in my children where that's our greeting? And I kind of had a little aha moment as a parent when I realized that I actually had been modeling that behavior to my children for years, because I would come home and I would tell my husband about my day, but I always started with what had gone wrong or what I was worried about or concerned about or anxious about. One thing I realized is that I often don't remember the specifics of the frustrations that I had one day to the next. And most times my worries are unfounded. But I didn't always convey this to my children the next day, or I didn't always enact that I knew that they were unfounded. And so I thought, how could I begin to change something in my life? Because it's clear to me that I don't need to worry as much, and I don't like this behavior that my children are participating in day in and day out. And I don't want to model this behavior. So I thought, how can I convey this to my children? It's clear for me that I want this in my life because my children are following my example and it's not working. And as any good child therapist would do, I thought of all those specific tools I teach each day, and I thought about what I wanted my kids to learn about worries. I want them not to be so bothered by a bad interaction. I want them to not be bothered by a bad day or a bad 5 minutes in a day or what could happen. And in therapy, I typically teach and use a tactic that I like to call postponing the worries by employing a worry jar or a worry journal accompanied side by side with a worry time. And for those of you that aren't familiar with this, a worry jar or container is a place to dump or put your worries so that they have a place to rest when they bother you. And because worries are really good at bothering you, if you give them boundaries, they often will resist, and it's important to have a specific place to put them. And then you want to tell them, hey, you'll have your time. We're going to talk about you at 8 p.m. or at 4 p.m. at this specific place. Worry time gives your worries a place in the day to be reviewed, but then they aren't running the day. They don't show up all at once. So I typically talk about this in therapy with parents as calendaring a time for worries to be seen and heard with their children. And when worries come up, to say, oh, that sounds like a worry thought. Let's put it in the jar where we'll talk about it at 4. And this time provides a place for worries to be aired and helps to provide a way to focus on other things instead of letting your worries take over. It's kind of like mentoring your own mind. So I'm like, okay, great. We're going to do this. Well, as a parent, it's clear that if I want my children to change, I have to change and I have to lead by example. So now I have a worry jar for each of my children and a worry jar for myself. And as I work to postpone the worries, I've realized most of those worries are not worth getting worked up and worried about. But it's also been clearer to me that I need to make space to talk about those worries in a regular and planned worry time as well, so that I don't just come home and model that and dump the worst things about my day on my husband, showing my children that that's what you do when you greet someone. So this looks like in my life, scheduling regular counseling, going to yoga, calling a friend regularly, having regular date times with my husband or times where we're talking about these things specifically, like we're going to talk about things that I'm concerned about or we're both concerned about with family, instead of letting it bleed over into so many things. And my personal favorite is I like to sometimes, if I can't hold it in, just make up song lyrics about how I'm annoyed I am or worried and sing them to my favorite tune to kind of just like get them out. But one thing that's really clear is that it has to be intentional. I have to actually plan a specific time to deal with my worries so that it doesn't affect me all day, just like I'm asking my children to as well. And I have to talk about how I'm doing this with my kids so they can see all of my imperfection, but they can see what I'm doing to work towards this goal. And yes, it's hard some days, but Here is something that I want to convey to you is this is what's less important now. So it's clear that the worries aren't going away, but what's less important is as a parent getting it right all of the time. Parenting is becoming. It's becoming through practice of what I want to do, where I want to go, and learning what's not so important. And letting that go. And what I've realized is if I let a worry slip out, I say, oops, that was a worry thought. Put it in the jar. And then I keep working at placing them in the jar and bossing them back. And this is the model that I want to give to my children, that we might have a day where we just dump when we meet someone as a greeting. But that's not going to be the norm. So I'm working on enacting my understanding of what is clearer and what's less important. And I hope that this helped you. So thank you. Thank you for joining me here by listening to this podcast, the Parent Matters podcast, where we're really looking to I would like to redo that. Okay, so we're going to do that again. Thank you for joining me here by listening to the Parent Matters podcast, where life is ever evolving and we need each other to see what's clearer and what's less important. This is a journey. Parenting is a journey, and that journey is not meant to be gone through alone. Parenting is the world's hardest job, in my opinion. So don't do it alone. Thanks again for joining me. See you next time.